This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson. I'm here with NPR Music contributor Christina Lee.
Hey, Stephen.
Writer and host of Serious Rap Shit and Culture Cypher Radio, John Morrison.
Hey, what's up, Stephen?
And from Radio Milwaukee, Tariq Moody.
Howdy, Stephen.
It is great to have you all here. We are talking about the best albums out today, starting with Willow and her new album, Coping Mechanism. This song is called Why.
I don't wanna keep feeling alone. Isolation got me going psycho. I just wanna stop asking. Got me going psycho. I just gotta stop questioning my life.
I knew time was passing me by real quick when I looked up and I was like, wait, there's another Willow album. It had really been a year since we had talked about Lately I Feel Everything, but I feel like that time has just passed by so, so fast. It's been such a whirlwind journey. Like, she had become, you know, in my eye, like a new face for pop punk. She had toured with Machine Gun Kelly. She had collaborated with everyone from Pink Panthers to Camila Cabello. Before she knew it, she started working on what became this album, Coping Mechanism. And in all honesty, like, I'm just really surprised by the artistic leaps that she has made, even since that last album just last year. This sound sounds a lot more mature. She's kind of shedding off some of the pop punk for which she's become known, and that's all like sort of very intentional. And really, it just feels like a much more mature effort all around.
This is more of an album of curiosity for me. Like, I became a fan of hers because of Whip My Hair, I'll be frank. And then seeing her grow and develop into this post-punk, and some of the early post-punk stuff, I wasn't truly feeling it till this one. To me, she feels like she really found her voice. This is a big record. Normally, I don't like this sound, but her voice pulls it all together for me. And the guitar riffs, like tracks, like You're a Stranger, which reminds Metallica.
She has those moments that start off like super, super tender and honestly where you could still hear the youth in her voice, Tariq. But then she segs into like these screamo moments, and that's where I get taken aback and I'm like, well, wait a second. Well, how did you manage to fit in all these years of vocal training when you're still just 21?
Yes, like, let's be clear. I mean.
She's got a real natural gift, I think, for kind of capturing the way that like anxieties and emotions can kind of almost feel like they're thrumming on the surface of your skin, like it's almost something that's outside your body. This record, like her voice, her lyrics, these arrangements, they all really capture that really effectively throughout this record.
I'm all about young Black women being rock stars and that sort of thing. And listening to this and the depth of emotion in this record, I imagine me as a young person listening to this, I would have been all over this shit back in the day.
Nice. That's Willow. Her new album, Coping Mechanism, is out today. Let's go next to Namdi. Namdi's new album is called Please Have a Seat, and this track is Armoire.
I know I came for the crown and I need all my flowers. Too hangry, devour this hour like rider. So rowdy, no wrestle, no doubt in me. Race it, I'm riding, I'm moving in motion now. No, it's my time, I've been aging like my ball and Roddy. High fashion, I'm dripping in passion. Flew riding right past them, all eyes steady fast. And I know that they wishing they know me. It's a rap when I come and I'm back. I've been summoning them hands, get to pumping the bang, get to bumping them handsome and stubborn. You can't tell me nothing, not bad like I'm Jackie. Ain't nobody positive me, gobble like when I'm the phone. You punkin', shine like a beacon, the focus you thinking. Creme de la creme, white eyes, sweet on them M's, I might spoil the fam.
Namdi Obanaya is a vocalist and multi-instrumentalist from Chicago. I actually caught him live here in Philly, one of the last times that he came out here on tour, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm loving this album. These songs are so bittersweet and melodic, but also like harmony dense. I'm a sucker for harmony. The music has a lot of clever and intriguing changes. It's poppy, but it's also proggy. I really enjoyed this record.
Namdi is just a short drive from here. He's, of course, in Chicago. But the funny thing, most time I've seen him perform is as a drummer for other bands and other outfits, right? I have not got a chance to see him perform live. He's coming to Milwaukee later this month. And this record is so melodic, it's genre bending. Like the track you just played, it's just so beautiful, but it has this kind of southern flow. But then all of a sudden you go to tracks like Anxious Eater, which is like this rock vibe, like reminds me of late 90s, early 2000s, but then it's warped and intertwined with some hip hop percussion and glitchy electronics.
In interviews that he's done in the past, he's talked about how his music really can't be contained by genre, that he's going to incorporate jazz, some hip hop, some electronica, some art rock, and so on and so forth. There's definitely some genre bending in this album, but I would say, like, especially toward the end, once we get to Careful, whether he's going back and forth between saying he can't care too much, but he cares too much. I think this album has like a lot of space for you to just sort of like take in the vulnerability that he displays in the lyricism.
And the album's called Please Have a Seat. That's kind of even referring to just like sit back and listen, you know, and he talks about like, oh, I'm just always on the go. I'm always creating new things. You know, I wanted to really take a moment with this record. And it's still like a year after his last record. You know, we talked about Willow putting out, you know, 5 records by the time she's 21. I mean, this guy has just been cranking stuff out. And it's just so, his stuff is just so wonderfully stuffed with ideas. And as you say, this record is stuffed with ideas, but also has breathing room in it. I think it just works beautifully.
He should produce and write an animation for Adult Swim.
Yeah.
You know, listen to this record lyrically. He belongs on Adult Swim. He needs his own show.
You can hear the animation.
Yeah.
This record is so colorful, and there's a lot of music happening from a compositional standpoint, an arrangement standpoint, a sonic production standpoint, but all of that is in service of emotional truth. You feel me? So like you get, oh, there's like a bugged out change right here, or there's an interesting little piece of sound design or mixing over here, but all of it gets to the heart and the core of a song.
Yeah, that's Namdi. His great new album is Please Have a Seat. Next, let's go to Open Mike Eagle. Open Mike Eagle has a new album called Component System with the Auto Reverse. This song is 79th and Stony Island.
I used to stand on phone book, the turnover off the NOLA, shook them cold as a ghost foot. I used to cry when I wrote hooks, where's the dry in my notebook?
Everything's high octane. I like to hide in the quatrain. Sell it for high on the blockchain. But no keys fit the keyhole. Pick up the team like a veto. Tall, we big as a beanpole. I seen the checklist, we done several. He made a spoon out of gunmetal. I picked the daisy to one petal. And do they love me or love me not? I got the ends, I'm unsettled. I made a wish on the dishwater. I want a nap and a big offer. I love rap, it's a bit awkward. I got whooped with a pro kid. I did a stroke called the broke leg. Shout out to werewolves, the dope head. Yeah.
Burn whatever it was.
What it was.
Dream was hung from a tree.
From a tree.
See the monster in me.
See the monster.
See the monster in me.
See the monster.
Component System with the auto reverse. The title comes from an actual mixtape that Open Mike Eagle has made. This is before he was famous, and this was when mixtapes came on actual cassettes, and they were almost handmade labors of love. Back when he was in college, he used to tape radio broadcasts from Chicago stations like WHPK, and that's how he came to discover the likes of MF Doom, among other underground rap greats. Going into this album, I mean, with the way that it's being presented, with the title and some of the promo images, like I had to check with my partner to make sure, yeah, that is a Nintendo Power Glove that he's wearing on the promo image.
Nice.
You know, it seems to be informed by a lot of nostalgia, but when you dig into some of the lyricism, like you get to the heart of the emotions that might drive you to seek out that sort of nostalgia. Open Mike Eagle is very much an adult here. Like, there's parts where he starts to sort of like feel his age. There's a song on here called I Retired, Then I Changed My Mind. But as always, he balances that vulnerability with a very keen sense of humor.
I've been thinking about retiring. Looking back, I sure could have used a good rivalry. I hated some folks, but I kept it too casual. I had a couple ops, but they was all supernatural. Getting too old. My first album title might have been too bold. I conjured up a gremlin. How do I get rid of you? What the fuck is art rap in every damn interview?
At one point, he calls himself a brick and mortar Rick and Morty. And and in the tradition of another great line he had, he says, Kanye gets to me, then I watch his documentary. I'm in a weird place mentally.
Christina, you mentioned humor. I once heard somebody say many years ago that it's hard to be funny in rap songs, right? Because rap is like, it's serious business, you know, it's not like a jokey thing, but like Open Mike Eagle is so good at being funny in his rhymes, but it's a humor that's rooted in a deep self-reflection and introspection. I love the song Peak Lockdown Raps, where he says, I'm gonna mess like the flow up, but he says, talking like the year didn't happen. I feel like I should hear it in the rapping, since we all had unkempt beards and weird interactions. Like, that shit made me laugh out loud, but it was also very sad, like thinking about, you know, the social reality of the last couple years. So if I have to compare Open Mike Eagle's comedic style as an MC, immediately what I think of is like Richard Pryor, somebody who says some shit that's not only like crazy funny and witty, and it reveals something about himself, which in turn reveals something about all of us, the listener, and it hits you with that kind of light bulb moment. He has a bunch of those kinds of lines all throughout this record.
There's a woozy quality to the sound that really feels appropriate to the concept, like you're listening to an old warped tape.
Yeah.
And at the same time, his wordplay is just so smartly crafted. He's one of the most readable rappers. Just spend some time with his lyric sheets. He's awesome. Open Mike Eagle's new album is Component System with the auto reverse. We've got a few more records that we want to play for New Music Friday. But first, let's take a quick break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company, because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at lagunitas.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson, and we are looking at some of the best new albums out today, October 7th. Next up is Tisha. Tisha has a new album called Capricorn Sun. This song is Only L.
Babe, it's a given. Making a living can feel so slow. A change in the rhythm, the pace is forgiven. It's not so slow. You push it, pull it harder than before. You have motion. Wish it, do it. More than you've enjoyed with emotion. Cause babe, it's a given. Making a living can feel so slow.
Tisha, T-S-H-A, real name Tisha Matthews. I've been following her for a while. She's been dropping these singles here and there, remixes. This is her debut release on the iconic Ninja Tune Records titled Capricorn Sun, which is kind of plays off. It's a statement where she is right now as an artist producer and is a reflection, I guess, of her sign, her, what do you call it, zodiac sign. I don't follow zodiac, I'm sorry. Never got the whole zodiac thing, but anyway,
every time I hear about it, I'm always like, I will take your word for it.
It's a record that reflects everything I love about dance music, techno, UK garage, house. You see a lot of women, especially black women, getting into dance, but usually in front of the mic. But to get behind the mic and produce, it's still a rarity, which is unfortunate. But Tisha is carrying it well. And I love this record because it really reflects everything I love in my youth when I used to rave. Tracks like Water, which is pretty much instrumental, reminds me of like dancing on the beach in the sunset. Tracks like Giving Up featuring Mafro, that kind of reminds me of like early Prodigy percussions.
I was going to say, you know, I'm old. I started.
That's all. That's all. That ain't it. That's the comment.
I promise I have more, more insight. But, you know, I started going to clubs probably like late 90s as a very young person. And a lot of the music on Capricorn Sun really brought me back to those epic, euphoric club records, you know, we all danced to around the turn of the millennium. And this record is just, it's gorgeous, it's colorful. The song Running with these uplifting chords. Sister has like this pitched up vocal sample.
One of the tracks I like is Anxious Mind, featuring vocalist Clementine Douglas. She brings out this R&B production that came out of nowhere for me, and I was just like, Aaliyah, Tinashe, and Kalayla.
Oh,
knows how to produce. That's my sweet spot in records, like the production. And she definitely got it on this album.
Yeah, that's Tisha. Her new album is Capricorn Sun, as is tradition. We're going to wrap up this week's show with a lightning round. But first, we do have one more pick. The Sun Ra Orchestra has a new album called Living Sky. This track is called Somebody Else's Idea.
The Sun Ra Orchestra, one of the great living institutions of American music. They've been continuously active since the 1950s, based here in my hometown of Philadelphia since 1968. Currently, the orchestra is under the leadership of the great 98-year-old saxophonist Marshall Allen. It's interesting because in recent years, the orchestra has been producing some fantastic music. Their last album, Swirling, was great, and this latest album, Living Sky, for me is even better.
I mean, it's great that we didn't have to wait decades for this one, right? Because didn't we have to wait decades for Swirling? And now it's just only been a year, just like with Willow, this, you know, Sun Ra Orchestra is being as prolific as ever. The orchestra is revisiting some of the like core staples from their repertoire. You know, we just heard Somebody Else's Idea, where we're used to hearing vocals by June Tyson. But here we get to really take in an instrumental version. Here you get to appreciate the subtle beauty that has always existed in that song to begin with. If there was one term I feel like describes this album, I feel like it was patient. You know, something about it just, even though there's still like a lot of improvisation and inspired moments, and you know, Marshall Allen, who you mentioned, gets his own spotlight, so to speak, with Marshall's groove. I felt like I was able to just like really sit back with this one and let it just sort of like whisk me away, or to who knows where, I guess the galaxy, if you will.
I think for people who want to get into Sun Ra, this is probably really an accessible entry point to this stuff. Because it's like, you know, originally back in the day, Sun Ra was kind of the pioneer of the free jazz movement, right? And this feels grounded, but still holds its cosmic spirit that everybody knows Sun Ra for.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point. I found this record very, very approachable. And so if you're looking for an entry point into this very, very vast cosmos of music that this group has been putting together for decades and decades and decades, this is actually a really great place to start.
I've had the pleasure of interviewing Marshall Allen a few times. Every time I've talked to him, he's talked about how Sun Ra was as a teacher, and how when a musician would come to the orchestra and want to play, then, you know, you had to get history lessons, right? Sun Ra would talk about this whole world of history around the music. They would warm up at rehearsal and they would play a song like Shortening Bread, which is a song that dates back to the plantation. So you have, for the last 70 years or so, the orchestra really as a tribute to this long and vast history of Black music. And the musicians get that when they come in and when they learn these tunes. So when I listen to this, I hear and feel a deep, long history that's also connected to it.
There's two tracks that kind of reminds me of the roots and history of African music and African jazz. Like Night of the Living Sky kind of possesses this New Orleans second line kind of vibe, but it's warped and it goes into this cosmic vibe with the elements and sounds. then Firefly. It starts off like a waltz. And it has this big band feeling. So they're not only paying homage to what Sun Ra created, they're paying homage to what Black people have created in this country on this record. And that's what makes it so special for me.
That's beautiful. That's the Sun Ra Orchestra. Their new album is Living Sky. We could not possibly get to every worthwhile album out this very, very busy week, October 7th. Let's do a quick lightning round of some of the other big releases out today. Christina Lee, kick us off.
The album that I want to shout out this week is Only Built for Infinity Lakes by Quavo and Takeoff. The track list is star-studded. You've got Young Thug, Gunna, Birdman, Gucci Mane. But of course, the focus of this release is how two-thirds of Migos, Quavo and Takeoff, have formed a duo. I feel like with this album, it's bound to stir up debates. Once again, over which member of the Migos is more essential. I mean, to me, it's all of them. But for now, let's listen to some of the latest single. It's called Nothing Changed.
On the hunt, yo, to my people, and I cannot go out the saddest. No. Don't need no money counter, because I think my fingers count the fastest. No, I'm not Bruce Wayne, but I keep the fire like a dragon. Fire. Stacking up loose change, and I turn the shit to a mansion. Boarding a new plane, one phone call when we landing.
John Morrison, how about you? Give us your pick.
My pick this week is my man Fat Nice. His latest album is called The Baddest. It's such a fly, good feeling, uplifting record. Fat Nice and the DJ producer Sonny James actually recorded this record in about 3 days, and the production is crazy. The songs are well crafted. The lyrics are great. It's just fantastic.
The high exalted ruler, spitting some manure. Grand verbalizer with the ill vibe looper. Tight like a suture. We might shoot ya with some dope music for you and your hookah. It's like a rapture after the math of the scratcher. Young scrapper, he the DJ, I'm the rapper. The grandmaster with the unique technique to put a smile on your ankle and feet like new sneaks. Don't sleep.
Tariq Moody, what's your pick?
My pick is a group I came across accidentally on Bandcamp. You ever do the Bandcamp front page, new and notable?
Yeah.
So I came across them, and I got an email about them, and I was like, it's a sign. So the band I pick is Say She She. Mm. They're a Brooklyn-based, all-female, disco-delic soul band that plays homage to, like, late 70s girls groups, but it also featured contributions from people from groups like the Dap Kings, the Shacks, Chicano Batman. It's a trippy soul vibe.
Out of our minds, running for miles, running for miles. Isn't it nice, once in a while, once in a while. Out of our minds.
October 7th. As I mentioned up front, is a very, very wild release week. Tons of records we couldn't get to. New ones from Bonnie Light Horseman, the folk supergroup, the indie pop band Always with two Vs. Ockerville River's Will Sheff has a new record. The first album in 8 years from Broken Bells. I mean, the list is just is long and expansive. There's much, much more. I just want to throw out a plug, though, for a really lovely folk group from the Twin Cities called Collapsing Stars. We got a lot of the Midwest on the show this week. Mm-hmm. Their new album is called Chapter. It's a set of these really soothing, richly rendered folk songs full of very sweet strings with a mix of songs that have vocals, songs that are just lovely instrumentals. It's a gorgeous set that'll lower your blood pressure going into this or really any weekend. This song is called Fame. That'll do it for New Music Friday. Christina Lee, Tariq Moody, John Morrison, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks a lot, Stephen.
If you want to hear all the music we've featured on this week's show, along with a bunch of other great new music out today, we've got expanded playlists in Apple Music and on Spotify. Search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in either of those apps. Don't forget to bookmark the Now Playing blog at NPR Music. That is packed with song recommendations that'll help you stay caught up on great new music. You'll also want to sign up for NPR Music's weekly newsletter. It is put together by the transcendent Marissa LaRusso. To subscribe, go to npr.org/music. Newsletter. This week's show has been produced and edited by Bob Boylan and Ron Scalzo. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Stephen Thompson, encouraging you to be well, take a break, and treat yourself to lots of great music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This message comes from Jackson. Let's face it, retirement planning can be confusing. At Jackson, we're working to make retirement clear for everyone, starting with you. Our easy-to-understand resources and user-friendly digital tools help simplify your entire experience. You can have confidence in your retirement with clarity from Jackson. Seek the clarity you deserve at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.